Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What's up, party people? It's your boy, Roddy Perry. You tune in to Roddy Perry Live, and here we go. The way we do it every single day. Episode 73 episodes into season two. A great day. Man, love, man, respect. Just got word. The play that I was involved in, Hood Book, will be touring with the final information on the cities we're going to be taking and when we're going to be where. I'm excited. Granny Wilder is in the building. Mama Miss Alfred, how are you? Good morning, Uncle Rodney. Hope all is well. Hope all is well with you, sis. Granny Wilder again. And good morning, Rodney, and everyone coming in. Mama Miss, always a pleasure to see the great Mama Miss popping in with the homie. Getting ready to rock today. Got a few things on the docket I want to discuss. We're going to talk about sex, of course, and sex work. Should sex work be legalized for the safety of the sex workers? We've seen that happen. And Victor, I'd love to hear you weigh in on this. We've seen that happen, and you know, with addiction like heroin and things of that nature, that it's being decriminalized so the people can operate safely. Rodney, your is a little choppy. You know what, Mama Miss? I can't control the man. I ordered devices to come in today. So tomorrow that thing will be fixed. I got my calls coming in today. Maria Sanchez, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Perry.
She More Funny in the building, the founder of She More Funny. I love that.
Can you see me?
I see you, but you're a little choppy too.
Let me leave back out.
All right, come back. All right, she's working on that, and we're going to rock through it, and Shirelle Thomas will be joining us shortly as well. Victor said, Amsterdam seems to do well with sex workers and drama in the building, and now that I'm looking at it, you always had it spelled correctly on YouTube. I just never looked at it. You ever take somebody's name, just spell it the way you want to spell it? I'm guilty of that. I've been spelling that Andromeda name completely freaking wrong. Let's see what it is. We're going to talk about new relationships as opposed to all relationships. And how about this? What is your pet peeve? There's tons of pet peeves. These are not necessarily mine, but I got a great list here. Being consistently late or making others wait. Like, I got some friends like that, and it's absolutely affected their career because their ass is always late. And late is a choice to me. Like, if you're chronically late, you're making a choice to get there when you freaking feel like it. the show. It's Sherelle Thomas. Is it? What's up, Sherelle?
Great morning. How are you?
How are you? She's an intimacy coach. And how soon, Sherelle, before we get all the way into the show? Like, if you're in a new relationship, how soon should one engage in sex? Should you do it right away? Or should you wait 90 days like Steve Harvey is? Like, what's fair?
I don't think it's a time limit. I think it's when you feel comfortable, when you feel the desire to do it. But indeed, some people don't have standards, morals, and values. So they'll be like, oh, I'm excited. I want to have sex. I just want to go and have sex. I don't think it should be that way. Like, you have
saying that you do it anytime, but if you have standards, morals, and values, that time may be prolonged.
Yes, 1,000%, 1,000%. And I don't know if that's my
concern on the first night, but if it's inside of your standards, morals, and values,
no. Well, okay, the standards, morals, and values is meant to keep you safe. If you get everything that you need in that one night, yes. How likely is that to happen? Especially for me, it's rare. Because I need to know, has a penis ever been in your mouth before? Do you indulge with, you know, other guys? And some people are not comfortable sharing that on the first day. So, you know, I think
is that even your business on the first day?
No, it's not. Exactly. It's not.
Wow. All right. Also, join us today, comedian Maria Sanchez. Maria, how are you?
I'm good, Mrs. Perry.
Can you turn it sideways? First of all, you look executed. Perfect.
That's cool.
That's cool. You looking real Mary J. Blige today.
Oh, I said I was going to dress up today and talk proper and articulate.
Well, good stuff. How soon, if you're in a new thing, a new relationship, how soon do you engage in sex? Is that, could you do it immediately? Do you need to be with them for a period of time? What needs to happen for you?
First, I got to count my numbers.
Okay.
And if you odd, then most likely I can. But no, once I get to know you around your friends, around your family, around your, you know what I'm saying? I have to see you in another arena besides just around me.
So typically, it won't be going down that first night.
No.
Now, I ask men the same question, and men tend to judge a woman. Like, if a woman give most in someone on the first date, then they think that she's some type of whore. I personally don't, because I always look at it like there's something that I said or did that prompted you to want to give your ultimate gift. And that's the way I've always approached it. Is that absurd, Sherelle?
I don't think it's absurd. I do think that it's a limited perception. And what I mean by that is, like, you can go in it like you, Rodney. You go in it with, you know, I don't take it. I'm seeing this as you just gifting this to me. But if she gifting that to everybody that she with, that taints your perception, your idea, and you find that out after the fact. And then with other guys, they feel like, oh, if she's doing this to me, she's doing this to everybody. And then come to find out that it's not true. Like, it taints the perception. That's why it's always best to get a clear understanding. Like, what are your boundaries? Like, for you, if she did that with everybody, would it bother you? Would you have regrets? Or would it be like,
I don't know. I think that's kind of none of my business. Well, you know.
Oh, so it don't matter.
I don't know. I mean, if I like her, I like her.
Right.
Right? If I like the person, I like the person. Granny Wilder says, sex depends on how it's going, but I usually wait till I actually know who you are.
I guess. Because I know as a woman, soon as you hit it, my value just drops.
Does it?
Yeah, your value drops. As long as it's new, is everything gonna be perfect. But as soon as men act different.
Yeah, yeah. And I think another thing with men is post-nut clarity. Like, they can want a woman and they're pursuing her because they have this, you know, desire to be with her sexually. And then once they get it, it's like all the blinders come down, that chase stop, and then it's a different feeling, a different experience. That's the
concept, post-nut clarity.
Yeah, like after they come, it'd be like, I don't want you no more. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I've had that. Like I told a story yesterday. I can remember telling a woman, like, look, I want this to be physical, blah, 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 blah. Then she gave me some, and the clarity was like, now I want this woman to be in my life. Because she put the sugar so smooth that I was like, yo, I don't want nobody else to have this.
Exactly. But you entered into a relationship for the wrong reasons. I get that all the time. Like, it's like once they have sex, I don't want no other man like near you, thinking about you. Like, it's a totally different feeling and experience.
So you can see it coming, Shirelle. So you're saying you break down, finally get to him, and then the hunt is over, the chase is over. So, or he even overreacts, which is another extreme.
Yeah, that's why it's important to get to know that person before you hop into bed. And do they fall in alignment? Like, I've been in too many situations where, you know, it went from they're secure, confident, all of this. Then we have sex, and then it's like blowing my phone up. Where you at? You know, what you doing? Like, because of the experience. The experience. Wow. I think if my cookie was trash, it wouldn't be that, but it's not. So because I know that.
If a guy is putting up clarity, then the coochie trash.
No, I think it's all about like what his intentions are. What is his intentions? You know, like if he's after just a hit, that's when post-nut clarity really kick in. Because after he get it, it's kind of like, oh, I didn't got this. I see what it's like. Yeah, you know, I don't want that no more. And that's another thing with married men. That's how they end up like cheating and falling into that trap. And then after they get it, it's like, damn, why I do this? But that's because their hormones were leading them. Their hormones were guiding them. That chase was what it was. But after they nut, it's like, damn, I shouldn't have did this.
Let's kind of make a shift, guys. Because there's a thing out now, I call it side chick. It's like a part of the culture now. It's nothing new about side chicks, whatever. Our grandparents, I mean, grandmothers used to be way more tolerant of the other person, you know, back in the day. Why does it seem like that idea is so prevalent now? Are women willing to take a piece of a man in lieu of no man?
Yep. 1,000%. I think it has to do with the culture. The music has normalized it. And I think, like, even back in the day, it used to be songs about it, but it was rare. And it was always, like, I think about, I can't remember who it is, but it was a good song. Young Heart.
All great songs is about cheating.
Exactly. But now it's more common. Now women are proud to be side chicks. Now women like kind of like wear it as a badge. Like, oh, and I think it's this thing that they use as a defense mechanism, a fear of being cheated on, a fear of not being able to have a stable man. So I can't get this. I'm going to settle for this. Like when you
Maria
start,
Sanchez, tell me that Rodney Perry and Shirelle Thomas is losing our damn mind. That's not the way it works out there in these streets, is it?
No, we live in a polyamorous society, whether we like it or not.
Ooh,
and a lot of women, especially Black women, we outnumbered our male counterparts.
Okay.
So it's more likely that a man will have more than one woman, more than one baby mother. And I don't think that.
But when you talk about polyamorous, you're talking about people developing a community and having extensions to their family, right? It's not just about sex, is it?
Now it is. But what I was saying, like back in the day with the grandparents, you know, your grandfather had a whole nother family. We never knew about that. But today's times, I don't think that they're really women. They're little girls who've never had friends that do this to other women. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no bond of sisterhood, because I remember during my mother's time, when she found out when my father had another child, she went and got in contact with the mother and made sure my father took care of his other kid. They don't do that these days.
Indeed, indeed. So are you connected to your siblings from that relationship?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Because we're not too far apart. That can happen.
Now, I'm an outside child. Right, I'm an outside child, so I was I yielded through a cheating relationship. Right, I was the yield of that. So my siblings' mother would not allow them to have any contact with me. So I don't even meet them until their mom passes away.
Wow,
we're all adults, and so it's interesting how adult your mom was. In that moment, like, what was special about her that made her approach that way?
My mom was a PK.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a preacher. Yeah, she was a preacher's kid, so
she
wrote a little different.
I met her. Hey, are we on the show today? My name is Roddy Perry. That's Shirelle E. Thomas, resident intimacy coach, sex therapist. And Maria Sanchez, comedian, super funny lady. Thank you, ladies, for coming on. I'm still expecting Nate Jackson to join us, but
hey, Shirelle, you know, okay. I didn't speak to you earlier. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You look extra beautiful today yourself, Miss Maria.
Oh, thank you. I'm saying what Miss Shirelle looked like, so I try to trick her.
Hey, let's talk about this, guys. What's your thoughts on our question of the day, Shirelle Thomas? Should sex work be legalized for the safety of the sex workers?
I say, why not? They're doing it anyway.
It's the oldest profession, and as of you know, people are definitely. Is that me? Oh, that's somebody upstairs. Y'all hear that? Good. but like,
so wait up.
I mean,
wait up. Isn't it legal in Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, areas. It's legal in Nevada, in the state of Nevada. Because, and I'll give you this quick story. So I'm on the road, Winnemucca, Nevada. That is the northern tip of Nevada, right? And there's a brothel in town. Winnemucca, Nevada is a gold mining town. So I go to the brothel. I ain't about to buy no vagina. I just want to see it. So I go in there. It's one black girl. And she see me, said, come in here, sugar, come in here. She bring me into her little boudoir area, and she starts to tell me her story. So she was a young girl from New Orleans, Louisiana, and she would come up there for 3 months out of the year and make like $200,000 because these gold mines would come out of those hills with gold, and there was some cuckoo, and she would pay. They would pay handsomely for it, and they would pay in gold. So she literally had a golden vagina, and she said, I can't talk to you no more. I got to go get back to work. And so I talked to her on her break, and it was really interesting.
I would love to go to a place like that and just see, like, knowing what I know about sex and, like, what makes the best sex. Like, they got to know it's all phony. You just met this person coming through the door. Like, you don't even know their real name. Like,
I think that's what makes it even better.
Because it's a fantasy, you know?
No, especially for men. Because it's, like, straight to the point.
I always say, men don't pay for sex. Men pay for you to leave.
Exactly.
Post not clarity. That's
exactly what I'm saying. And that relationship right there, because men, they don't like us. They love pussy.
No, that's not true.
Y'all do not like us.
No, I mean. All right,
you having a good time with your boys, Mr. Perry. Y'all chilling. You gonna say to yourself, I know where to make this better if my wife was here.
I'll never say that.
Exactly.
You're right. But I enjoy the company of my wife and of women. I like women to be around. Like I like women on my comedy shows. I think women always add. Women always. I heard a saying like you give something to a woman and she'll give that thing back multiplied times 10.
Yeah,
but so women always add to the situation.
But Mr. Perry. For the most part, you're not having a conversation like you having with your boys, with your wife. Like we're having.
Why is that? Why is that, Maria? What do you? I mean, I hear you. Why do you think that's true?
I think it's true because the way we grow up. Because boys were my best friends before puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the training
and
that
you
they
become
get.
A woman, and they couldn't look at you the same way.
It's not even I didn't even become a woman. It's that the things got hard when they looked at me, and it was like we're not playing football. We're gonna go in my house and rub pants.
Rub pants.
Oh, yeah, you rub pants back then.
I guess. I mean, I this is a really interesting conversation. Let's shift into this, ladies.
Wait. Do you think it should be legalized?
Prostitution.
Yeah. I think so. I think it would keep the women safer.
Yeah.
If prostitution was legalized.
Go ahead.
Y'all know who would have us beat.
Who?
The theys. The theys would be killing it.
You think?
You think so?
The theys. They will be killing it.
I guess, man. I have no desire to lay up with a man, even if he look like a woman, a whole woman.
But look how we transforming our bodies.
Well, what do you mean? Well, yeah, we not drink. I mean, I'm who I cat came here.
But most of the time, when women get the fake, I think it's more for a low.
I think women do that for each other.
Competition. I definitely think it's competition. And I think it's a lack of knowledge too. Women think that's what men want because they see men looking at it and being on social media and liking it. But in reality, like, it's not.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Different feelings.
I'm going to stop and look at every fat booty. Old, young, tall, short, fat, skinny. I'm going to look at it. But do I desire that to be in my bed? Maybe not. Do I need you to be in my life? Probably not. Like that, you need to have something else. You need to go beyond that.
Yeah. Agreed.
But how do men get over that it's called stare gazing? Where
why do they need to?
I'm just saying, like, they so visually stimulated. It's so...
Yeah, I mean, we're simple creatures, you know, and I'm going to look, but I'm not necessarily going to touch whatever. I'm going to take a glance and I'm going to get on out of there.
And I think even in looking don't mean you want it. I love looking at women's bodies. Like, it was so funny. Me and my best friend was in...
Me too.
The grocery store yesterday, and like we was feeling each other's like chest, and in the grocery store, but it wasn't a thing of like, oh, you turn me on.
It wasn't sexual at all,
huh?
It wasn't sexual.
No, but I think it's a thing.
Now, did your body react because somebody touched your breast? Do your nipples like get hard?
Well, that's a natural reaction, just like taste buds. If somebody take your cake and put it in your mouth, and you didn't want the cake. You still taste cake. It. Yeah, it's still cake. You still taste it. So just because I touch, you know, and my body respond a certain way, that don't necessarily mean I love booties. I love booty. I love women with a nice butt. Not men, but women with a nice butt. I'm always looking. And then, like, depending on the personality, I'm like, can I feel it? But that doesn't mean I want you sexually. I just admire.
But that sounds like a little half lesbian to me, Shirelle Thomas.
Why? Real. Because I like the way it look and I want to touch.
That's how I started.
Yes, exactly.
No, I love D. Okay?
Is that not a little half lesbian?
No, it's not.
But I like when she went there. As far as you know, saying like me and my friends, we do that a lot. But I don't get stimulated, and I'm gay.
Yeah.
But if my friends touch me, like...
So your friend touch your breast, your breast not going, hey, what's going on? Somebody touching me.
Your nipple don't get hard?
No.
Well, mine do. I hug somebody and my nipples will get hard. But
dance on each other and do all of that. And it don't... Yeah, it's just off. It don't work that way.
Wow.
For me.
Okay. I'm totally confused. You know, because we got the gays and not getting stimulated. Okay, great. Okay. All right.
I got a question for you, Rodney. Like,
ask me, go ahead.
With the penis,
I'm y'all brother, y'all uncle, y'all dad. Anything you would want to ask the guy, ask me. You guys in the comments, please.
If your D is stimulated in a certain way, like, would it naturally cause it to become erect? Or does it only become erect when you're aroused, when you want it? Like, say you, I don't know, your shorts or your pants rub up against it a certain way. Like, does that mean?
No, my penis ain't, you know, I maybe when I was a younger man, I've never been super sensitive like that. But can't know, now I did have, I'm telling y'all everything about it. So I was dating this girl. I was like in high school, and the girl brought me some drawers.
That your mama found?
Like lingerie drawers, right? And my mother found it. She said, "What the fuck is this? What type of bitch give you some fucking drawers?" And so I said, "Let me try these drawers on." They was just, and I couldn't even get them over my thing. These drawers got me so excited. Just the drawers. Don't laugh at me, ladies. The drawers had my beans has never been so erect to this day.
What was it? Was it the thought?
Something about them drawers. Maybe the fact that she purchased them for me, but And I remember how my mother reacted. I was like, what type of dirty bitch I'm seeing you? What type, she talked about that girl so bad. And yeah. So to answer your question, typically no, but I have a situation where the situation merited the erection, if that makes any sense.
So majority of the time, but not all the time.
98%.
All right.
Oh, see, I thought y'all just run around and y'all can't control it. Y'all just get hard.
No, when I was a young man, I mean, my penis would be so hard it would hurt. Then we hear people talk about blue balls. That was a reality. And you know, as an older man, if I could go back in time and tell my younger self, pace yourself, I would. Because I feel like I wasted some of those erections.
Pace yourself in what way?
Pace myself in a way of like not being so promiscuous.
Oh, so you was a hoe. Like you was.
What's that? Yeah. I wouldn't say a hoe. I was always really like honest and transparent. So by virtue of that, I wasn't a whore. But yeah.
Well, it was a lot. Was it community D? Like, did everybody have access to it?
What do you mean?
Like, did if a female wanted to hit, because any female, if she wanted to hit, like, could she get it? Was it that easy? Or did you have standards? Did you wait?
I don't think men ever have standards.
Yeah, I think y'all look.
I mean, I think I think dudes have a standard. I think a dude generally has a set of rules that he won't break, but if it's a woman with titties and ass, he'll fuck it.
But my thing is,
that's why I tell my friends that no guy wants to be your friend. It's usually by default, or you put him in a friend zone. But if you get that guy opportunity, he'll hit.
Mm. Right.
Even Maria, let me ask you this: as you're a lesbian, you like girls, but dudes still hit on you. Am I right?
Yeah.
All the time, like all people that's supposed to be your friends and know what your life is about, still.
Almost that.
But is it, do y'all genuinely be wanting to hit, or do you see it as a game? Like, I'm just going to do this just to see if she'll go. For guys.
I think they hunters. So we choose whether we have sex or not, but men choose who they going to marry. So the ultimate goal is, like, if you look, whatever you looking for, you got to kind of jump through hurdles.
Yeah.
To get that. If you want a husband, you can't go out here being like you can't let a man take you through all of this stuff that he gonna take you through. And that's what I think men do. Like, if she gonna take all this stuff off of me, then I'll marry her.
Hey, E. Doug says, Roddy Perry, you gotta speak for yourself. True enough, I cannot speak for every man out there. And Victor Marjorie says, I had standards and still do. Yeah, you got standards, but do you guys? You not.
But that'll be the guys that we don't like.
Hop Good said it's spooky out here trying to navigate. All right, ladies. First of all, thank you for the conversation, man. You guys are really keeping this going. Let's look at new relationships. Taking your time or jumping straight in, which is more beneficial? Do you take your time getting into something new, or do you just jump in and see what happens?
Take your time. That's my opinion.
Really?
Me, I'm more jump in it and get it over with.
I mean, let's see. I'm a dive in type of guy. I mean, I feel like, you know, why waste time?
Like, I've been hurt, you've been hurt, so you can't hurt me as much as I can hurt you. Taking time, then you get this representative for like 6-7 months. And then when you jump straight in, you don't have those expectations of people.
But I think another thing for me is like I have kids, so it's just like
right. So you ain't trying to have people around your kids either.
Yeah,
new people.
Yeah,
that's good.
All right, ladies. Moving on. Should new relationships involve exclusivity from the beginning? So the question is to be exclusive or non-exclusive from the set. Are you guys looking? Go ahead.
Maria. Oh no, you're not getting me and isolating me from my family and friends. No, buddy.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So Shirelle Thomas,
you gotta exclusivity. Earn it. You gotta earn it.
Is that where we're gonna end up anyway?
No, you gotta earn it. You don't get that off jump. Like, you gotta show that you're worthy of being that's a bunch of crap. Like, think about it. I'm gonna give up everything. I'm gonna give up an abundance to go to a state of lack. That just don't work for me. Like, if all of my needs are getting met, I got a roster of five, but you want me to let that go just to see where things go, and you can't even compare or hold the weight of the two. I'm not giving up my roster for
roster.
Well, summertime.
Are you serious? You got a roster, Shirelle Thomas?
I know what she's talking about. But sometimes, if you let them see that roster,
they ain't got enough.
They lose value.
That ain't none of their business.
They ain't none of your business.
But it also increases my value because I'm not looking for you to meet all of my needs. You giving me what you can. And I'm not like, I need your time. I need this.
Maria spoke to this earlier. It makes a guy continue to hunt.
Exactly.
Right? For you. Okay. How about this? How much do you balance? How much do you maintain your independence in a relationship? Balance, independence, and togetherness. Of course, it's a brand new thing. You and your guy, y'all just got together. How much of yourself do you give to the guy? Like, or to the girl, or whoever your significant other is. Like, how much of your independence do you maintain, Maria?
Me, as a comedian, that has been my number one problem in dating. And my thing is this. If you... Not knocking nobody, you know, you have a regular job, that's a 9-to-5 or whatever. Then you gotta, I can't support you on your job. I can't go to the nursing station and help you.
So
you should understand that when I'm working, I don't want you around all the time.
How do you because I can't person, like you know, because people, that's the first thing they want to do is be in your world. But then they see it, and then they may or may not want to maintain it.
Yeah.
And some of them can't handle it.
They can't. You flirting. So what? I am flirting. I'm getting these t-shirts sold.
How about that?
We're going to Chick-fil-A tomorrow.
Andromeda says, I maintain 100% of my autonomy and independence. However, I will consider your input. Wow.
Dang.
Okay, here's the next question, ladies. Do you have open communication or do you maintain a certain sense of mystery? Like, as a woman or even like, is certain things just not the new other's business yet?
Mr. Perry, I'm big on that. I'm big on trauma bonding. Do not trauma bond with me. I don't want to know your past. I don't tell me none of that stuff.
Wait, Maria, you ain't trying to hear it?
I'm not trying to hear none of that. Because that'll be your excuse to treat me bad.
Wow, how about that?
If your childhood, I don't want to hear about no bad childhoods. I don't want to hear about how your mother treat you, how your father treat you, how you got over that. Yeah, that's fine. But all this telling me about your past, women do that a lot. And women, we need to start lying. Oh, he treated me good. He was a drug kingpin. I had mansions. And stop telling men that, oh, he beat me and this person touched me and all that. They don't, that's too much for somebody to put on somebody.
Wow. What's your thoughts, Shirelle Thomas?
I think you should always maintain a level of mystery, even being in a long-term relationship. You could be together 20 years, but your partner does not need to be involved in every bit of your thinking, every bit of your being, even if it's just this mysterious, I don't know, going in a room to meditate. You know, they can know the idea of this is her time, this is her space. Just give her that. But he don't need to know, okay, at 1 o'clock I sat down and I did this, and at 1:20 I did this. Like, you should always maintain a sense of something. That's even for yourself. Mm-hmm. Not no one person on this earth should get all, every part of you. Maintain a sense of mystery. I'm not going to say lie. Or omit.
I like the idea of maintaining the mystery. You know, like, I know me and my wife was married 5 or 6 years before I saw her take a shit. And talk about mysterious.
Yeah.
I was wondering what she was doing in the bathroom. Anyway, how about this, ladies? And this is your thing nowadays. Should you, in a new relationship, be connected on social media?
Oof. If you want to get your
partner to the new relationship, be connected to social media platform right away? Or is it healthy to establish boundaries and delay connecting online until a certain level of trust and commitment is reached?
Yeah, they definitely don't. They don't know nothing about what I do. They don't know. You can't follow me on social media. None of that. Because
really? Of what? But it's public, though. You let a stranger look at it.
It is public, but if they don't know me from the outside looking in, you come to me and you look at my page and thirst traps and talking about sex, they looking at me. And a lot of guys, this is why I stopped doing that, because a lot of guys would start pursuing not me as the individual, but the experience.
Pursuing the intimacy coach.
Exactly. The experience. I want to know what it's like to be with a sex coach. Like, oh my gosh, she do all this stuff. That's the incentive. Not me as a person, not me being in a relationship, but me in the bedroom, which is not what I want.
But that's part of you too, though. But maybe I shouldn't have access to that right away.
It is. Like, you'll get that eventually, but first you got to know who I am to my core. You have to know me outside of marketing, outside of business, because that's what it is.
Right.
And just because we dating in a relationship.
Is that an issue for you? Because you're a public person. People see you on live. They see you, blah, blah, blah. You know, they thirst trapping. They want to be in your life. So it's hard to get a person that's not on your social media.
Right. So what I do is, it always starts off as friendly. Go ahead. You can follow me. But then, soon as they say something, you block.
Wait a minute. Block somebody out?
Block you. You can't handle me in social media. Now you can't come to no shows. So you just, it's my job.
It's my job while I get that. How soon do you meet a family? A new relationship. How soon do you meet? How soon before you can meet your children, Shirelle?
Out of all the men that I dated, only one, since my ex-husband, only one met my children. And that was because of the circumstances.
That's just you being mama bear protecting your kids.
Protecting the kids. Let me see if I know me. You sneeze wrong, I'm out. So ain't no use of me introducing you, you know, to my kids. Like, there has to be some type of... Now, my kids know that I date. They know about people being in my life, but that don't mean we need to come together. If I can see myself being with you married long term, if we're merging lives together, then that's a different story. You got to meet my kids before we
establish. Let me ask you this, Shirelle Thomas. Let me ask you this. So you're protecting your family, but what if he wants you to meet his family? Do you shy away from that?
Nope. I wouldn't. Why not? Because I know me. I'm about relationships. If it don't work between you, I'm not abandoning your kids. If your daughter fall in love with me and your daughter can still maintain a relationship without you being in the midst of it. But that's me. That's my maturity level. Right. I'm not like that.
Let me tell you something. If I break up with your ass, I break up with you, your kids, your mother, your dad. We ain't friends no more. Matter of fact,
let
if one of my boys break up with you, me and you break up too.
Yeah. I get a lot of pushback from that. But like my relationships from matter of fact, I just had a get together at my house Memorial Day. My ex-boyfriend from high school, first love, his brother and his mom was supposed to come, but she didn't. But his brother came. Like to me, just because we're no longer in it, that don't negate the relationship that I built with others. But I know that
The guy you broke up with didn't come. His brother came. Man, his brother low-key had a crush on you.
Right.
No, his brother had no crush on me. But he could have came. I don't trip. I don't want you like that. Him and his fiance could have came. Like, I don't look at it like that. But that's me. And that's why I say it's okay for me to meet other people, because it's not contingent upon if this relationship ends. I don't want anything to do with your kids. But a lot of people think that way, and that's exactly why I won't let men meet my kids. Like,
how about that, Maria? Talk to me. What's your thought?
Yeah, I don't have kids, and
you have a family though. So how soon do you introduce a person in your life to your family?
ASAP, as soon as possible. Soon as possible. Because they can give me insight on this person. And my family going, oh, they ghetto. They go, hey, yeah, send them to the ball. Send them.
Hey, as a father, I find this with my daughters. The moment I like one of these guys, they about to break up with them. If they introduce me, that's a good guy. That means leave me, get away from me, young man. So I got to pretend to like people just to get them out of there sometimes.
Really? Why do you think that is?
It feels good. Oh, man, the chat is kicking today. Trina says what? Trina says, I agree, once a breakup, the ties are done as well for the most part. Victor Marshall says, it's immature to cease a relationship with us because you stopped the one relationship. Oh, no, Vic. Well, I was in the group immature, so I completely, if again, your ass, like, well, my best friend, he's no longer married to his wife. And we remain relationship, but it ain't the same.
Right, because like, that person y'all have in common, it's not there no more.
He not there no more. But right. But I'm still friends with her, so we maintain our relationship. And we share the same birthday, too. You can meet my friends before my family. If you pass the test with friends, I'll consider family. That's a good job, drama. I like that. Typically, I will run you my oldest brother first. Okay? All right.
Somebody I'm serious about.
We only talk about serious. All right. Should new couples prioritize spending a significant amount of time together, or is it to maintain individual interests? I say this. When a relationship starts, you don't do nothing but be with the person.
Right.
When it first starts, join the conversation. Hollywood Hop, good. How are you, bro?
I'm good, sir.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Hey, Hollywood.
Talking about new relationships. should new couples prioritize spending a significant amount of time together? That's what being in a new relationship is get shaking people. Because I can remember getting and being like, hey, fellas, I won't be around, man. I got a new girl.
Well, I'm going to speak on this because I've been listening, and some of the stuff you guys give is great advice. But listen, you can't cookie cut relationships. Me, I jumped into something that wasn't good for me. And me,
but you knew it already.
Yeah, you know. But see, knowing someone as a friend and then taking it romantically, those are two different areas. Because again, like
the young lady, could you have done different? Could you have like waited? Could you have done anything like not jumped in or kept things separate a little longer? Like, how could you have saved that relationship?
Right.
You can't save somebody that's on a mission and not be right. You know, when someone has their own agenda, it doesn't matter how
good. We're all there. When you was in it, you was like, man, this is my girl. We in love, blah, 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 blah.
Well, so yeah, because as you look back. Because I'm a respectful man.
As you look back now, what could you have done different, if anything?
I would have waited and watched. I would have waited and let it mature. Let the maturation process do organically instead of pushing certain things or instead of how it went. And of course, if I declare and decide that you are in a relationship with me, of course I'm going to claim you and do what I'm supposed to do. That's what a man does. A man claims what he has his interest in. He does what he does. At least a real one will. Now along the way, it went awry. But me, I still tried to trust forward.
Look what Andromeda said. Look what Andromeda said. How good.
I ain't reading. What'd she say?
She says Coco Fresh told you not to do it.
She did. She absolutely did.
And on the show, mind you.
On the show. And then she called me. And this is what's really crazy. 98% of what she said came to fruition.
Wow.
She also said something about
Shirley Thomas.
You got to call and get that.
Oh, goodness gracious. Here you go, Sherelle.
Yes.
Should new couples prioritize spending time together?
I think so. Because the more time you spend, guess what you're going to start to do? Let your guards down, and then the real person. You're going to get rid of that representative and see that real person. The more time you spend together. So I say yes, but I know I have a biased opinion because quality time is my love language. So quality I want to know though.
Quality time works though.
Yeah, you wash your hands after you use the bathroom. Like, do you shower before you get into bed? Like, I need to know those things. And the only way to find out is to be around a person. Like,
is any of those a deal breaker? What's a deal breaker? If you don't wash your
hands after you use in the bathroom, that's an absolute deal breaker for me. It's a no. It's enough. Brushing your teeth. Like, hygiene is important to me. Showering more. Say,
I wash my hands before I touch my penis.
Okay, Don King.
Yeah. I hope you wash them again.
Yeah, probably does. Like,
yeah.
I like people to be clean. I like smells. I like, you know, I like oil and stuff like that. That's always cool for me. But it's never a deal breaker. Like, a deal breaker for me is anything that I smell bad. Like, I don't think a woman should ever be funky, you know?
Ever.
Like, I walked past a woman the other day. Like, we were at a picnic thing. I was hosting this event. It was a lady. And I got a little whiff of funk, right? And I was like, she's too beautiful to be funky like that.
To be that funky. Oh, my God. Yes.
And it was like an armpit, but she was kind of, I don't want to blow her
and
up.
You can't unsmell
but
it.
She had a little extra funk, you know. Is that a deal breaker for you? I mean, Sherelle, you already spoke on it. Maria, if you smell some funk, are you out of there?
If it's hard work, men work hard. If he working hard coming home from, that's fine with me. I love it. Yeah, I love that.
How long is he sitting in it though? Like,
yeah.
If he come home, bathroom,
I'm sorry, I can't.
No, he go. You know, he strip at the door. Like,
that's the difference.
Hold on. I'm fucking in. If y'all gonna kick me out, cause I keep like if I'm not doing nothing, If I'm not doing nothing, I could go all weekend, nothing. Just no water.
Hey, Mr. Pack. Thank you.
I'm a nasty motherfucker. I can sit in my basement and play my PlayStation.
We see, I didn't go nowhere.
Tubby, like, I'll be in that bitch like a cup of coffee.
I'm dirty. I ain't gonna lie. It keeps me celibate.
Oh, wow.
Golly. I won't shave none of that.
And hey, you know what? You definitely ain't giving nobody none.
Okay.
Let's talk about honesty, guys. Honesty. Should partners in a new relationship be completely honest with each other, even if it means potentially hurting the other's feelings? Honesty.
I am.
Hopgood, should you be completely honest?
100%. This is what you
That's
gonna
why
get.
I'm not.
I'm 100% honest. Because when they mess up, well, I thought you was now. This is who I am. You lost. Next.
Yeah, I always been brutally honest. I've been always brutally honest.
Even if it's gonna hurt their feelings.
Well, I mean
approach. It's all about approach.
Tact and approach.
I never learned that. It's not how you say it.
She never learned it.
But is it? It's not how you say it. It's what you say. I never.
No, it's not what you say, but how you say it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, how you tell somebody? How you tell somebody you getting on my nerves? You doing too much.
Babe, I need a break. You ain't gotta say you getting on my nerves, like, babe, I just need a break. I need time to read.
Then they're gonna say why?
Because I need my space. I find myself getting agitated by the little things that you're doing.
Getting on my nerves.
Yeah, like, look at the difference. You getting on my nerves, babe. I need a break. Like,
all right, I get it.
I know I be getting on my wife's nerves. She be like, nigga, if you ask me one more question,
if you ask one more time.
Hey, did you see that?
I'd be like, wanting to know what's going on. Like, this is my pet peeve about my wife. She get mad when I ask her what stuff is, but she the only one around here messing with shit.
No, that's messed up. She can't get mad at you then.
She can. All right. Real quick, first of all, thank you guys for coming on today. We're almost done. Maria Sanchez, thank you for on the show. How do we stand to this?
Thank you, Mr. Perry. What you say, Mr. Perry? He was breaking up.
How do we stay in touch?
Oh, you can stay in touch with me. LOL Maria Sanchez. And I found out if you Google comedian Maria Sanchez, Baltimore, Maryland, 212 site. No, if you Google comedian Maria Sanchez, everything will come up. My podcast and everything.
Nice. I love that. It's Sherelle E. Thomas, our resident intimacy coach. How do we stay in touch?
You can find me on Instagram as Sherelle E. Thomas. I'm also on YouTube as Sherelle Thomas as well.
Love it.
Yeah, you can
call me too. And Hopgood popped in, man. Thank you for always adding some value to the show. Hopgood, how do we stay in touch?
HollywoodHop_06 on Instagram and Charles L. Hopgood on the book.
Hey, where are you, Hopgood? At your house?
Yeah, I'm in my living room.
I like that ground, and it should fly. It's like a green screen. Like, some of it ain't real, but it's real.
It's actually clean, too.
you decorate yourself?
Yes, sir.
How do you keep chicks from moving in? Because when you got a nice little house, when they first see it, they be like, oh, I like this, Charles.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have a lot of guests.
So how good? You ain't using your house for evil, is what you're telling me?
Nah, man. I'm you know, again, Rodney, you know, I was raised in trauma. My mom was a dope dealer. I didn't get to have a lot of company. That shit stuck with me as an adult.
Got it.
I don't have a lot of people over. We don't sit in the living room on a good couch.
Hey, man, my name is Rodney Perry. Do you have a cleaning lady, or do you clean your house yourself?
I have a cleaning lady come once a month.
Oh, yeah.
But I clean every week.
Love it. Hey, that man is Charles Hopgood, Hollywood Hop 06, Sherelle E. Thomas, our resident intimacy coach, and of course, the great Maria Sanchez, looking extra beautiful today. I think that's our show. It's Roddy Perry. You're tuning in Roddy Perry Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Each and every one of you, Nate Jackson, man, I appreciate you, brother. I know you had some issues getting in, but we appreciate you for even saying that you might come. Until next time, my name is Roddy Perry, and you're tuned in the
Thank you, Mr. Perry.
Oh.